You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit. And most of all, thank you for joining me as we continue our kids week. Although Robert Mott may not be considered a kid, but we're going to have fun in here anyway, maybe even at Robert's expense, but we'll have fun.
Surprise.
Well, nice surprise when I heard how loud those guys are today. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today, but I don't know if I can even pronounce what we're celebrating. Today is National Pfeffernuss Day. I have no clue. Garrett, do you know what a pfeffernuss is? I don't know what a pfeffernuss is. You know what a pfeffernuss is? Oh, you got to speak up, man. I can't hear you.
No.
Okay, good. So now you and I are the same because we neither one of us know what a pfeffernuss is. Do you like cookies?
Yes.
Okay, a pfeffernuss is a German spice cookie. You think anybody's going to bring us any pfeffernuss today?
No.
I don't think so either. I don't know what's going on with that. We got to get somebody to bring us some pfeffernuss cookies. Well. Better move right along, being that I don't even know what a pfeffernuss... Wouldn't even know where to go get a pfeffernuss cookie. Maybe probably a German restaurant. Where else would you go get a pfeffernuss cookie? Moving right along. How about, speaking of where to go, I see that... Being that we do a little bit of finance-related issues on the radio broadcast every day, you ready for this one? Johnny Depp is in the news. Wonder why Johnny Depp is in the news. Well, I guess he's really not all that it's cracked up to be. He led the Forbes list, not a list you want to be on this week.
You're absolutely useless.
2015's most overpaid actor, according to Forbes. They returned $1.20 for every $1 he was paid. The best actor, here's one. I don't even have ever heard of this guy. That's probably why they make the most money off of him. Chris Evans, $181.80. He was in The Avengers. $181.80 was the return for every dollar paid. That's a pretty good return on investment. Number two on the bottom of the list, Denzel Washington, $6.50 for every dollar he earned. Wonder what the numbers are going to be for Star Wars when they come out. Ooh, that's going to be pretty amazing. Gary, you went and saw Star Wars, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw it when it came out.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Cool. I haven't seen it. I might get there in one of these years. Maybe it's when it's on Netflix. It's going to come on Netflix one of these days?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? Me neither. But everything seems to get there eventually, so we'll watch for it and see what happens. Moving right along. Wow, Johnny Depp. I'm not a big movie guy. You know, I generally go to the movies so I can take a nap. You didn't fall asleep at Star Wars, did you?
No.
Okay, good. I get in trouble because when I go to a movie with Mindy, I sleep. Problem. Must be my age. I don't know. Slowdown of home sales. Wonder why that would be. Saw a 10.5% slowdown in existing home sales last month. It's the month of October. Why would that happen like that? What would cause that? Well, you know one of my pet peeves, obviously. I am not a big government guy.
But the National Association of Realtors represented that existing home sales dropped 10.5% based exclusively on the no before you owe mortgage rule that went into effect October 3rd. No before you. Yeah, it's part of that wonderful two loons that are, thank goodness, they're out of government, Dodd and Frank. But think about this. It takes about an extra 10% longer in time to close a home loan right now just because of this latest implementation of the Dodd-Frank Act, the no before you owe. They also call it the TILA-RESPA Integrated Disclosure Act. It's supposed to simplify things. Now, I'm a simple guy, but when you simplify these things, is that the reason that it's now taking 10% longer to close a loan? Just a piece of curiosity. Speaking of curiosity, I got a lot of commentary on this one yesterday after I mentioned Professor Scrooge. That's my definition for Professor Terry Fine at the University of Central Florida. And people said, Ryan, the messages I got is you got to cite your sources a little better. And I said, okay. So I'll cite the sources. University of Central Florida is the location. And the professor there, the fine professor at the University of Central Florida, has decided that it's not okay any longer to wish anybody Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or Happy Holidays. You can't do any of those. That's bothers the fine professor. I guess I should call her Dr. Fine. She wants to come out now. We have to refer to everything as Happy Federal Holiday. Talk about, I think we've got some sounds for her.
You're absolutely useless.
You know something, I've shared this many, many times. I'm a Jewish guy, and it bothers me when we don't have Merry Christmas, and we don't have the lights and the nativity scenes and people remembering just exactly what we're doing. What are we celebrating? Having a great time, the time of year. It should be all about fun and excitement and people enjoying themselves. Just one person's opinion, and we get a Professor Fine. I think that we should just all start calling her Professor Scrooge. And I'll take it one step further. You know, this thing going on in Minnesota today, trying to mess up the holidays there. Unbelievable. You know, if people are not happy with the way we do things here, there are hundreds of other countries that maybe they can go change them or go enjoy where they are. Just my personal opinion, once again. I'll get off my soapbox. I will give you just a little bit of technical data. Then we're going to chat with Robert Mott, and we'll speak with Garrett this morning. He's got 9 years old, and he's already a star, Little League and hockey. Pretty good. I'm over 50, and I can't do either one of those. So.
Well, I skated 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah. Since I was 3 and then started hockey this year, so.
Pretty amazing. Yeah. Ice skate, and were you born in Southern California?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know we had that many ice skating places around. You started pretty young.
Well, I started when chairs were only around, not seals and stuff. That's when I started.
When what was around?
When people started skating.
Right.
Chairs when they're like 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, when we come back, you're going to have to explain that to me because I don't even know about skating with chairs. I mean, I would have to skate with a couple of strong people to hold me up. Because they told me how do you ski too?
Yeah.
You know the best way to ski my way?
What?
Head first. It's probably not the ideal way of learning. But let me share a couple of news stories. Then we're going to talk to Robert Mott and come back. I'm going to try and even stay on time today. Maybe not. Gas prices slightly up right now, $2.5 per gallon national average. Here in the state of confusion, $2.75.3. Missouri, over $1 a gallon cheaper than us. They might even have some better weather than we do today, too. I don't know. We'll check that out as well. Commerce Department reports durable good orders unchanged in November. Consumer spending up a little bit in November. I told you that would happen earlier. Durable orders flat in October. Commerce Department, single family new home sales. Those were up last month. Pretty, pretty confusing when you look at all these different numbers, isn't it? We'll try and make sense out of all of it. But the bottom line is, if you're contemplating buying a new house, you better do it before the Federal Reserve gets involved. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we'll talk about, with our star athlete, we'll talk to Robert Mott, some wine tips for the holidays. Why did home sales drop last month? Some more stories on that. Easiest way to improve your credit. And millennials, like our intern here in studio, about to kickstart a home buying boom. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. The off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And if you miss any part of our broadcasts, they're on the website. And now almost 80,000 people so far this month have watched our replays, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Safe, secure, 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on-air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7744.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01860.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. You got to love the VIP Hero Program. It is for our heroes, military, first responders, police, fire, retired, reserved, nurses. Every one of them, through the Ron Siegel Radio partnerships, are getting $5,000 to $10,000 in rebates when they buy a new house. Yeah, $5,000 to $10,000 in rebates. Go to VIPHero.com, see if you qualify. It's not a very hard qualification process if you fit into one of those big categories. Maybe not yet in the category, though, is millennials. They're about to kickstart a home buying boom. Now, I'm going to share with you a couple of pieces of information that the millennials need to remember. Maybe if you run across a millennial, that's the 18 to 34-year-olds, during the holiday season, you can chat with them about this concept. First off, we already know that homeowners have 45 times higher net worth than home renters. 45 times higher net worth. Now, the catch here is the millennials, they don't remember the 80s. They weren't born then. They don't remember the 90s. Most of them weren't born then. They don't remember interest rates that were 7.5%, 8%, 10%, 12%, 13%. So they hear now that interest rates went from 3.5% to 4% or 4.5%, and they're saying, wow, that sure is a lot of money. Think about it. In the year 2000 or that whole decade, average interest rates were about 7.2%. And now we're a fraction of that. Talk to the millennials. Talk to the kids. Let them know that now is a great time to buy. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. Wine means it is time for our Wednesday chat with our international wine guru, Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful, especially once I looked at these notes that you sent me that we're going to chat about today. Holy cow, we've got some great stuff for the holidays. Although I wonder a little bit, I saw the note here about a formal table. And I'm not such a formal guy, but wine glasses, do they go on the formal table, or do you bring them with you?
It's always a good question, and people actually they wring their hands on this one a little bit generally, and I don't claim to be Miss Manners here or anything, and tell you about every nuance about how to set a table, but in a formal setting, each place should be set with all the wine glasses that you think you're going to use for the dinner. The only exception would be perhaps a dessert wine glass, which can be brought out basically when dessert is served. So I've been to dinners when there's been as many as five or six different wine glasses waiting for you while I sit down. Obviously that can get pretty crowded, but remember that the wine will be served. One thing is the wine should be served from the inside out or left to right, just past or above your water glass. It helps you keep track. And when you're done with the wine glass, you can ask somebody to remove it or take it away yourself if you're at home or somebody's home. But if you're like me, you like to keep all the wine glasses there because you like to go back and revisit those first wines after they've had a chance to sit there and evolve and let the air hit them a little bit. Some people ask, well, should all the wine glasses match? And I say, well, ideally, yeah. But, you know, especially if you have something like, you know, five or six wines you're serving per person, you may be in a position where matching wine glasses is impossible. And so in that case, I'd say just match the sets that you put in front of everybody else the best you can so that everybody has essentially the same presentation, even if the glass styles or the manufacturer of the glass isn't exactly the same. So anyway, just, you know, if you're doing this at home, that's kind of your best bet is to try to get all your wine glasses out there if you have room for them, and that's your kind of the general direction on setting a really formal table.
I don't know, if I had five or six glasses of wine with me at dinner, I might not care what the last ones were in the port. Probably wouldn't matter. Just my personal issues here.
You're probably right, Ron.
So as we move, and now, again, let's talk about this, Robert. Is it, when we do the wines for dinner, are we going light to heavy as well?
Yeah, it's actually very important the order you pour the wines. And so utility, there's two rules of thumb on the, as light to heavy, dry to sweet. There's many reasons for that, but think about it. If you have a really light, delicate wine, maybe a nice white, Sauvignon Blanc or a lightweight Chardonnay, and if you happen to have a big tannic Cabernet right before you try that, you probably aren't going to really get that next lighter wine. So, and generally, start with the whites, move to red. If you have a rosé in the mix, most of the time it's great to start with the rosé. Most of the time the rosés are a little lighter and a little more delicate than your average white wine. But, you know, really the only rule of thumb is, as you pointed out, really is keep that kind of order of light to heavy. And that, of course, you know, assumes some, to a certain extent, white to red. And sparkling might be a good starter in there as well.
Well, you did, boy, after all these years of us together, I'm finally learning about the order of the wine. And you're throwing me some great segues talking about the sparkling, the right way or the wrong way to open sparkling wine or champagne.
Yeah, this is one that people struggle with a little bit. I know a lot of people who are actually big wine fans, winos or the like, the people that really love wine, that stumble on opening a bottle of bubbly. There are a few kind of rules of thumb here to think about. The first one is make sure your wine, your champagne or sparkling wine is really cold. The colder the bottle, the less likely the cork will jump out, and the less fizzy and messy it'll be. And likewise, of course, like you're opening a soft drink, try not to shake it up too much. Otherwise, you might get a lot of the mess come out as well.
Unless you're looking to have some fun with a friend that you want to heckle a little bit.
Well, that's one way, but it'd be a shame. Make sure you do that on a less expensive bottle versus a really, really nice bottle, because it'd be a shame to waste all that wine.
That makes sense. I got you. You're right there. You got me beat there.
The first step there is typically you have to remove the foil capsule. There's usually a little handy pull tab on the capsule itself to help you with that. And then you're facing what's called the cage, and that's that wire thing that holds down the cork, holds it in place on the bottle. It takes several turns. You know, you can see there's a little tab you kind of pull down. It's where the wire is wrapped up and twisted. I said you take that down. It takes several turns. It usually, you count them, because it's a little trivia thing that maybe something you should point out, maybe one of those prize trivias for our listeners here, Ron.
Friday night, reunion date night. Sounds like a trivia question coming. Here it is.
So it usually takes six twists counterclockwise of the round part of that twist of the cage to completely loosen it. And I've tried this many times with many different bottles, and it actually is six twists. So it's one thing you can do. You can blindfold yourself and impress people by twisting it six times and then pulling the cork. But you don't have to remove the cage at this point. Just put your thumb on top, and it's really important at this point. With your thumb on top, it keeps the cork from coming out before you're ready for it. And that's really, really important, because actually there has been documented cases, or at least one documented case I'm aware of, where one person died getting hit by a cork popping out of a champagne bottle. So always make sure that you keep that cork secured with your hand or thumb or a towel, and keep it pointed away from people as well. So assuming the cork doesn't pop out on its own, with your hand on top of the cork and your other hand on the bottom of the bottle, it's generally accepted practice that you essentially hold the cork and use the bottom of the bottle to twist, because it gives you a little better purchase, a little better grip on the situation. So it allows you to get more torque to twist the bottle. And allows and you kind of work the cork a little bit, and you let it kind of just gently pop out. And I won't say on the air what people call that, but anyway, it's very quiet. It'd be the equivalent of a non-passing gas, so you know, that would be. But there's obviously another word for that. So it's you expect it to be a very quiet thing, And so you don't really want it to pop, you don't want it to go flying, and you just want to make it less, one of those things where you don't let the wine go pouring out as a result of the cork coming out way too fast.
We don't want to waste any great wine. That would be a shame.
Exactly.
Great information, as always. Well, we're going to enjoy the holidays, enjoy some wine. Great chatting with you again, Robert Mott. Merry Christmas to you. Enjoy the great weather there. And we appreciate you sharing every week with us. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will be chatting about with our sports star here in studio. I think he's the Hitman. I don't know. We're going to find out. We better be nice to him, though, because Hitman, we don't want to get hit too hard. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, and you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. Every one of them are wrong. I've been looking at credit reports since the 90s. I've never, ever seen a completely accurate credit report. Not one. I've seen scores as high as 824, I think, is the highest I've seen. And that had errors on the report. Every single one is wrong. So what is the easiest way to improve your credit score? Number one is paying off debt. That's pretty obvious. But here's the biggest one. When you pay the bill, Now, most people don't know this. When you pay the bill is more important than how much you pay, because so many people will pay the bill after they get the statement, and it does you absolutely no good on your credit score. The thing is, the trick here is to go in, look right before your closing date, not the due date, but the statement closing date. Go online, check your balance, make a payment that hits before the closing date, before. And if that you can get that done, your balance will be at its absolute lowest point during the month when they report. You see, if you pay the bill after they report, they don't care. They don't report it again. And your score may already be hit. 30% of your credit score comes from the amount you owe. It's called the utilization, the percentage you utilize of your revolving debt, of your credit card. So even if you pay off the bill every month in full, they don't know that because you paid it after the closing date. Pay your bills on time. If you're on a payment plan, go into your bank and set up an automatic payment for the minimum balance. You can always modify that. But that way, you'll never miss a payment. It will help your scores. That is Your Credit Matters, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So now, being that our flagship station is a ESPN 1700, obviously, we will be on our other affiliates later in the day, but sports seems to be a good theme to chat with this morning. So we're going to chat with Garrett Murray about sports. How are you this morning, Garrett?
Good.
Are you ready to talk sports with us?
Yes, I am.
Cool, cool. So, hockey and Little League.
Well, hockey, yeah, it is.
Which is your favorite? Whoa. Tell me your favorite sport.
Well, I would say at a Little League baseball or hockey, hockey.
Okay. Why do you like it?
Well, the reason I like it, I really don't have an answer that for that question, but...
That's a fair answer. You know something? At 9 years old, you don't need to have a favorite. You just have to go have fun.
Yeah, that's mostly it, but...
So what position do you play?
Well, I'll mostly play center, forward. I don't really go for defense.
You know something? I think when you're in youth sports, nobody goes for defense. Do they?
No, on my team, there's like four, there's only four defense, two on bench, two on out there.
Okay.
And there's like half my team going for defense.
Do they stay where they're supposed to be, or do they try and sneak up to score?
No. Well, I don't really get what you meant there.
Well, you know something, a lot of times when I used to play, this is like 100 years ago, because I'm pretty old. Everybody wanted to be the one scoring. So the guys that were supposed to stay back and protect the goal, they kind of just sneak forward a little bit so that maybe they'll be able to get a shot. Your defensemen do that?
Well, now in hockey, if you haven't noticed, if your defense players get the puck,
the
whole other team is on defense. And you're on offense, the whole other team. Our team is on forward.
Right.
Trying to get the goal.
Right.
And once we lose the puck, they go back or...
You got to race back to the other side?
Yeah. That's sort
of when you get to change up, though, right?
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know too much about hockey, so I like the local team. That's the Kings, right?
No.
No. Boy, those of you watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, if you saw the look I just got there, who's your favorite player? Favorite professional player?
Well, I really don't know their names, but if I was going for baseball, it'd be Mike Trout.
Mike Trout?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's the catcher for the Angels?
No, the...
Center fielder? I'm giving you all these tough questions today, right?
Yeah.
He's pretty fast, too, isn't he?
Yeah, I haven't been in a baseball game for a long time, but...
Well, you know something? It's been a while since the Angels played also. About April last year they played, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah? So is that your favorite team, too?
Yeah.
Angels? Mike Socia?
He's the coach.
The manager?
Oh.
Yeah, well, we'll keep on going. So we got hockey and baseball.
I played soccer for a couple years, but since I'm not a big runner, I don't play anymore.
I could agree with that one. I don't run very much either.
Yeah.
I run from one meal to the next. But you're probably more active than me.
And my friend Zach, he's playing lacrosse.
Lacrosse?
Yeah.
So Zach's your buddy.
Zach.
You're gonna at least give Zach a shout out here or what?
Yeah.
Now say hi, Zach. You know, you can say hello to him. There's no one listening. It's just you and I.
I know you're joking there.
Okay. Good deal. What else do you like doing? Are you in school or have you already graduated?
No.
No, you already graduated? Are you not in school? Or you are in school?
I am in school.
What grade are you in?
Third. I'm tall for my age.
Third grade.
I'm tall for my,
Cool.
But my class, there's a kid about, so if you see how tall I am.
Right.
There's a kid about.
Well, you gotta talk into the microphone because otherwise we can't hear you.
Yeah. There's a kid about twice my size.
Twice your size?
Yeah.
Does he play for the Lakers?
No.
They need some help. I bet he could help them out a little bit.
Yeah, he's more of a football person, I think.
He's tall and he's a football player.
Well, he mostly plays football at school, so I think he likes football, but he used to play basketball. And his name is EJ, and...
So EJ's the tall football player. That's cool.
I don't even know what sport he plays, but I've seen him... He actually asked me to play football a couple times, but I sneak into tag a lot because that just...
Tag? Is that... You play tag or play tag football?
No. I play tag.
Okay.
They call it Last Survivor. But really, they just, like, once they get, like, half of the school, like, because
right.
It's a lot of kids playing. And once
do you go to a big school?
Like,
is there a lot of kids there?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But when, like, it's, like, there's this blue area bigger than this room. They take up, like, it would be, like, this to that little pitch right there. Like, that much of people playing.
Okay.
So once they get half of that, they usually say, last one to the blue is it, because...
So do you get to be it, or are you not it?
No, I really try, like, when I'm last one there, I'm like, no, I'm not. And also, usually when I get there, this kid's still charging to get there.
So you're one of the quick ones?
No, I just get... Hot lunch a lot.
Okay. That's a good deal. So, you know something? I have a niece that she doesn't even like to eat at school because she said it messes up with her playtime. Do you have that problem?
Not really.
The food stuff takes up too much time.
Well, lunch?
Right.
Now, before you actually go playing, you actually have to eat.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Or they give you time to eat.
Well, that's good. They should do that stuff. So do you like school?
Yes.
What's your teacher's name?
And no.
Yes and no?
Yeah. Because there's some of the kids in my class are like, well, the beginning of the school actually was tough for me.
Okay.
No one really liked me that time.
Why not? You're a cool guy.
Well.
They just didn't know how cool you were, right?
It's a new school.
Yeah, new schools, they don't know how cool you are. Now I bet you got all kinds of friends, right? You already told me about Zach and EJ.
Well, my friend Zachary.
Right.
I met him when I was like two, three. But my
two, three. To me, you know, that's 23.
No.
No. I'm a little slow. I keep telling you that, Garrett. I'm a slow guy.
Well, when I was like two,
right?
Or three.
Ah, got you now.
And my first friend is when I wasn't even one yet.
Wow. So when you guys weren't even one, you hung out?
No, my friend Sam.
Okay, so...
She was my very first friend, but...
Nice stuff. So tell me, what's your teacher's name?
Miss Rankin.
Miss Rankin. And has she been teaching there for a long time?
Yeah.
Now, I got this question that Mindy gets mad at me all the time when I ask this. How long has Miss Rankin been teaching third grade, do you know? 20 years? 12 years? Okay.
Well, I would say a couple. I can't
even. And how long have you been in third grade?
Studying the school year.
So you know something? I'm gonna give you this challenge here, Garrett. You're gonna have to help Miss Crankin because she apparently is having trouble graduating third grade. Because she's been there for a long time, right? So you might have to help her graduate to fourth grade when you go there. And we're gonna talk more about this when we come back, because you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events, financial markets, and the Hitman. Talking with him this morning about hockey, Little League, and everything else that comes to mind. We will also chat a little bit about that big home sales drop last month. We'll talk about it. You can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number. It's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, YouTube.com/Ron Siegel 1. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of our streets. Our house.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
In these uncertain times, it's getting harder and harder to find a safe and effective method of investing. If you're looking at retirement options that can provide some real security for you and your family, look no further than a reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team. Hundreds of thousands of other Americans are already taking advantage of reverse mortgages. It allows you to eliminate monthly mortgage payments, pay some bills, or simply enjoy your retirement more. A government-insured reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team allows seniors to stay in their home and turn their equity into tax-free cash. To qualify, there are no credit score requirements, and remember, you continue to retain complete ownership of your home. Call 1-800-306-1990 to receive a new special edition handbook, feature reverse mortgage borrowers, plus an educational brochure absolutely free. Find out more. Call Siegel Lending Team today, 1-800-306-1990. SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Hurry! The Maya have returned from the jungles of Central America to the San Diego Natural History Museum for just one more week to January 3rd. Tickets at sdnat.org.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. You cannot get a true value of your home without talking to a professional. Zillow, Trulia, they all give you information, and they will also tell you that the information they provide is wrong. Just text PEAR to 79564. You can get a free copy of information about the true value of your home. So why did home sales drop so dramatically last month? 10.5%, seasonally adjusted rate of 4.76 million units for the month of November, lowest since April 2014 at 4.75 million units. Why did that happen? Well, we've talked about this before. Most of you don't need to really even worry about it. It is the new TILA-RESPA Integrated Disclosure Act that came into effect. Average days needed to close a loan, 49 days. It's the longest time since February of 2013. Longest time. 3 days, you know, they've got that closing where if you buy a house, you have to get the closing disclosures 3 days before you're allowed to sign your loan documents. Now, I guess just 3 days longer for you to sit there and stare at them, because most people I know don't read them anyway. You should, but they don't. The important things you have to know: the term of the loan, the interest rate, your payments. Are the payments going to change? But they're still going to give you 137 pages of documents to read anyway. So it's kind of crazy. Foot traffic, though, is up. So we know people are out shopping for houses, yet the time to close is longer. Thus, the reason we're going to see that flow being pushed forward. So even though it says 10.5% drop, we're going to see December will probably show an increase that doesn't make a lot of sense, but that'll be the reason for it. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. We are chatting this morning. Garrett Murray is our guest. We are chatting with him, the hitman, talking about hockey, Little League, school, basketball. You played basketball too?
No, I
Not
used
now.
To play.
You used to play.
But I stopped.
Okay, I can understand that. So, tell me about some of your teammates now on hockey. You have a bunch of teammates, friends on your hockey team?
We only had one team practice. It's mostly just all around, like, three different teams.
Okay.
Kind of thing. But I know Maddox.
Maddox, cool.
And then I don't know a lot of the teammates.
Okay.
Pretty much, I know another teammate name, but I forgot it. But I know someone else. And, yeah.
Do you play on a rink? I don't know anything about youth hockey. So is it a real big rink like the Ducks play on, or is it smaller?
Well, it's like the size of like four of these rooms going forward, and then one.
So it's a little smaller than the full size.
Yeah.
Professional.
Well, I've skated on the full size.
Right.
The professional one, it doesn't feel as bigger, like. Not that much bigger.
That one, the professional
if you
doesn't
look
feel
at
bigger?
It from like a really high seat, it looks like it's humongous.
Right.
If you actually skate on it, it feels like the exact same thing if you go free skating on like. It
goes all the way from one end to the other.
Yeah, so technically it's not as big. It's the same size.
Good deal.
So.
Okay, so now are you ready for Christmas now?
Yeah, and I also want to say thanks to my friend James for listening. And
cool.
Any of my other friends that are listening?
Is your girlfriend listening today?
That's fine.
Uh oh! I guess I got another one of those looks today. Okay, so James is listening. We got it made. So you know something? Now we've got. I think Mindy just left, so she's listening. So we got three listeners today.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is your dad listening?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe we got four.
Well, and anyone that's listening on the radio.
That's true.
So
there might be five listening then.
How about thousands?
Maybe. Okay, so what do you want for Christmas?
Well, for my birthday, I got an Xbox, so I'm also want to get more stuff for my Xbox.
When's your birthday?
December 18th,
And really?
I was born in 2006.
Wow, you know something? That's a pretty special day in my family, too. My sister was born that day. Pretty amazing. Not the same day, though. She was a little older. So you got an Xbox for your birthday, and now you want Xbox toys or games?
Yeah.
Nice. What do you have your favorite game on Xbox?
Well, yeah, and I think you have heard of this. You know Halo, right? Like Halo 5?
No. The only Halo I know is I thought you were going to tell me about Angels Baseball.
No.
No? But tell me about Halo.
Well, Halo is a way, like, you can go online, join with friends, go against friends, and there's this alien area on Halo 5 where if you don't, there's this girl that's like, that was made from like computers.
Right.
She's like a computer animated. Her name is Cortana.
Cortana.
Yeah. And she just, there's these things called, well, I don't remember what they're called, but they're these huge machines.
Right.
And before they knew, they're just flying around, like, getting aliens instead, like.
Now, you know something? There's going to be a lot of moms and dads that might be listening to you right now, and now they're going to know that if they've got a 9-year-old son, they need to go out and buy Halo 5 for him.
Well, there's also Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 4, Halo Reach.
Why don't they have a Halo 3 then?
Well, they skipped that and put a Halo 4 and then a Halo Reach. So technically Halo Reach is like a third one, but it's actually like a fifth. And the fifth one is the one I have. And I asked about Halo Reach. It's only on Xbox 360.
Xbox 360, okay.
Yeah.
So what other games do you like?
Well, I only have three games.
Okay.
But
I hear someone, so I heard a game called Mine Something or Another. Is that Minecraft? Do you like that one?
Yeah.
That's another cool one? I think my son plays that one. And do you play like hockey on your Xbox?
Yeah, I played last night. NHL 16. If you start playing,
right,
it's not as easy if you think it is. Think it as like starting FIFA 16, something like that.
What's FIFA 16?
It's soccer.
Okay.
And it's easier than playing because on
I could run on FIFA 16. I can't run on a soccer field. I'm pretty slow.
Well, on NHL 16,
right?
It's way harder to start because.
But you just started last night, right? So I bet if you practice for a while, you're going to be really good at it.
Yeah, but when I started FIFA 16, it wasn't as hard.
Okay.
And on NHL 16, because NHL 16, the same button does something else as something else. So it would do like, used to get backwards, and it also do like a shoot or something like
right.
that. But that's not really how one button goes.
I think it's pretty cool. I think I would have fun with it, but I think I'd have to practice.
Yeah, I practiced last night. I still was pretty not good.
Yeah, but that's just last night. You got to practice. I mean, were you really good when you started playing hockey? You got to practice, right? In Little League, you got to practice.
Well, actually, when I started hockey, all you really need to know is to ice skate and then just these other things.
But you started ice skating. How old were you when you started ice skating?
3.
And now you're 9. All these years you've been ice skating. See, just a little practice. I mean, look at me. If I got up there, I'd fall down in a minute. I did one of the, what do they call it? A cart? What do you call it when you start learning how to?
Oh.
Do they make carts for old people?
No.
No?
They have seals.
They have seals?
Yeah.
I'd need a whale. A seal might not do it for someone my age. What do you think? Okay, we just have about a half a minute left, so you got to give us some good shout-outs. Who are we gonna give the shout-outs to today?
My friends, and all those other people that are listening. And it's just been a great time being here.
Well, I'm glad you came.
Yeah.
How about a shout-out to Dad?
Well, yeah, my dad, all my friends, everyone that could be listening. It's been a blast being here. I wish I could come more than once.
Well, you can. I'll talk to the show host and see if he'll let you. How's that? Does that work?
Yeah.
And we'll talk to Steve today, and we'll talk to Steve and see if he'll let us do it as well. Good job.
Thank you.
Glad you are here with us, and would you join me in wishing everybody a Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Very good.
And if I could, yes, I would come back.
Good deal. Be sure to set that first radio preset button so you come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio as well, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of our street, our house.